This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Kent is. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Hey, can I give a shout-out?
Of course.
Shout-out to the real ones, Jared, Jacob, Karen, and Chad. This one's for you guys.
Yeah, the real ones.
Let's go. For life.
You better win, Jeff, now.
For the real ones.
All right, for those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the square root of 64?
8.
Correct. What band had the albums Houses of the Holy and Physical Gravity?
Pass.
Jess Day is the main character from what sitcom?
Who?
Jess Day is the main character from what sitcom?
Pass.
A cackle is a collective noun for a group of what?
A castle what?
A cackle is a collective noun for a group of what?
Buildings? Towers?
No.
Pass.
What author wrote The Stand and The Shining?
Stephen King?
Correct. What U.S. state is directly above Pennsylvania?
Ohio?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Pass.
What do you call a Shirley Temple with alcohol?
Pass.
What planet is farthest from the sun?
Jupiter, Mars.
No. Jacob Black and Edward Cullen are characters from what film series?
Twilight.
Yes.
Ooh, that's how you finish.
Okay, Jeff, I think I said a question wrong.
You did.
I did. So I'm going to say it again, and we'll see if you got it, okay? What band had the albums Houses of the Holy and Physical Graffiti?
Rehab.
No. Okay, I kind of had a feeling you weren't going to get it anyway. Oh,
wow.
But.
Yeah. Wow, Sarah.
Clearly I was right. So, but I thought I would give it another shot. Steve, you shouldn't really feel much pressure, but you never know. You could have had a long weekend. You could be still, you know, I don't know. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to all the fake ones, my friends Taryn, Danny,
don't even.
Sarah.
Oh, that hurts.
Yes. With a Z, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. What is the square root of 64?
8.
Correct. What band had the albums Houses of the Holy and Physical Graffiti?
Led Zeppelin.
Yes. Jess Day is the main character from what sitcom?
What? Chess Day?
Jess Day.
Sitcom from what? What?
Jess Day is the main character from what sitcom?
No idea. Pass.
Wow. A cackle is a collective.
Jess Day.
Is a collective noun for a group of what?
What?
A cackle is a collective noun for a group of what?
Geese?
No.
Roosters?
No.
A cackle of gaggles?
No. What author wrote The Stand and The Shining?
Stephen King.
There we go.
Back on it.
What U.S. state is directly above Pennsylvania?
New Hampshire.
No.
Delaware.
No.
South Carolina.
Wow. No. What do you call a Shirley Temple with alcohol?
A dirty Shirley.
Yeah, buddy. What planet is farthest from the sun?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Venus?
No.
Neptune.
Correct. Jacob Black and Edward Cullen are characters from what film series?
Twilight.
I knew you knew it. Yes.
Jacob, Team Edward.
Yes. Steve? Wow. That wasn't great, but you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-3.
Let's go.
Sorry, Jeff.
Hey, good game, Steve.
Thank you, my man. Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I don't know why I thought for sure you watched this show. Jess Day is a main character from what sitcom?
New Girl.
Yeah. Don't you watch that, or didn't you?
Yes. I'm sorry. My ears, I think I maybe clean them better.
You were just thinking of chest with chest day.
No, then I thought it was like some kind of like a French name, Jess Day. Like that's their name, Jess Day. And I'm like, Jess Day? I've never even heard of this actress.
No, this is two
Jess
separate words.
Day.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Still, I got it wrong.
A cackle is a collective noun for what? A group of what?
Danny.
I think witches.
No.
Oh, you were being all judgmental.
I thought it was okay. I'm wrong.
It's hyenas.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because you didn't say animals, so I was like thinking like outside of animals.
Oh no, it was still an animal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
The U.S. state that is directly above Pennsylvania.
Isn't it where Steve is from?
New York?
Yeah.
There we go.
No way.
Yeah.
That's why I was so disappointed. First with Jess Day and then New York. You deserve to lose, but somehow you won. So congrats, I guess.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.